spookiest time of the year, there are a few guidelines all ghosts and goblins should follow. Always stay on sidewalks. Never go to a stranger's house. And never go out alone.
Talk to me. I let you in. Day 26 of 31 Days of Halloween. Talk to me.
Have you seen the group chat? They're doing it again tonight.
No,
please. It's my mum's Remembrance Day. I just want to forget about it. I'll do it.
Cannot go for more than 90 seconds. Am I clear?
What happens after 90 seconds?
They'll want to stay. Light the candle to open the door. Blow it out to close it. Put your hand on it. Now say, talk to me.
Talk to me.
What did the hand feel like?
Felt amazing. I could see and feel everything on the other side. So my mom, she was trying to reach out. I'm here. Still been saying stuff.
You mean saying stuff?
What if we opened the door but we didn't shut it? Oh my God, they followed us.
I like it.
They're not gonna stop. They're never gonna stop.
They like you. Talk to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been so long since my guy has been on this podcast, and I'm happy to have him here today to talk a really, really good horror film. Kurt Pruitt, how are you? How have you been? What have you been up to? All that good stuff.
Bro, I'm surviving. Kids, listen to sex education in health class because I had myself a set of Irish twins this year. We had our third son. He was born when my second son was only 11 and a half months old. So, it's been a roller coaster. Hence why I have been on a small hiatus from talking about things, but I'm really excited to talk about this one. And I'm really excited because you and I haven't even like texted about this yet. So it'll be pretty good.
Yeah. I'm excited to talk about it. I mean, at minimum, you're going to have a really solid round ball ruckus team in the future. You know, they don't even have friends.
No, they're not going to have friends because all we're going to do is be in the basement working on post moves.
Yeah, left hand. Oh, man. All right. Let me intro Talk to Me here just a little bit. So Talk to Me was released July 27th, 2023, directed by the Philippou brothers. Better known for a lot of the stuff they did on YouTube, which is pretty interesting. Stars Sophie Wilde, who we'll get into her performance, but, you know, spoiler alert, she did a really good job in this movie. It had a budget of $4.5 million and made $90.1 million at the box office. Here's the synopsis. When a group of friends discover how to conjure spirits with an embalmed hand, They become hooked on the new thrill and high-stakes party game until one of them goes too far and unleashes terrifying supernatural forces. So, newer film, we're not going to have too many spoilers. There may be some a little bit later in this discussion. But from the jump, Kurt, just your overall thought about Talk to Me.
I really, really liked it. There was just like, they do a really good job on making it feel, in a funny way, real. Bro, like that scene where the kid just gets the shit knocked out of him is intense.
Yeah.
Because they make it feel like kind of real and like, like just a really good job on storytelling. I like that it's basically a movie. I mean, at a high level, I like how horror movies can touch on like heavier topics. It's right. Such a good avenue to do so. And it's pretty clear that this movie's about mostly grief and then also addiction. Right. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool. It was a fun premise. And it didn't need to be this big over the top movie. It was very contained to, you know, a few houses. It was kind of campy, but just a great job. Phenomenal acting. Australians know how to make some good movies and put out some good content. So shout out to them.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with everything you said. At the beginning, I was like, okay, where is this movie going? Right. Like, I think Sophie mm-hmm. Wilde did an amazing job. I loved the mom for like the comic relief through the first half. She was fucking hilarious.
Like, yeah, some great. Of the shit no she trust, said. Just doesn't trust anything.
Yeah. Going around trying to figure out if they're having a party and just, you know, playing the role of just like that mom who thinks she knows something. But, it is, like you said, essentially about grief and addiction. And they do a really good job, I think, with the addiction aspect of like the first time the main character touches that hand, she's like, oh, that was amazing. The one thing I wish they would have done is show us what that was. Or I guess in a sense that just leads it to your imagination, right? Like, why does it feel so good to them? They don't ever really talk about that.
It kind of comes off as like just her face is like that. That was euphoric.
The pupils and it, like, taking over the whole eye. At this point, we're just getting into spoilers. So if you haven't seen it, let me tell you, you should watch it. Probably, I think overall is my favorite horror film of 2023. And if you want to know where you can watch it, let me tell you, you can rent it on Amazon Prime, Google Play, Vudu, Apple TV, or YouTube. If you don't want any spoilers, turn off the podcast now because we're going to get into those. Grab the hand. You don't really see exactly what they're feeling. You do see that they see dead people who are trapped in like this, you know, what do they call it? In between. What do they call that in the Bible? There's a word for it, right?
Purgatory.
Purgatory. There it is. So they show that, but you never really see what they're feeling. You just know it feels good, right? Which is okay. Which is okay, I think. It leads to your imagination trying to, you know, figure things out. I love the movie, but go ahead.
I don't want to cut you off, but I almost like the ambiguity. If we're going back to it being, this is about addiction, like there's the two characters that are clearly look like drug dealers, right? Like they're the ones that mm-hmm. bring the hands and they kind of put off that vibe of what you would expect drug dealers to be. And with them being stupid kids, it's like, hey, where'd you guys get this? Oh, it was given to me by this person, or it's a monk's hand, or like there's no real answer. And if you think about like kids getting street drugs, it's kind of the same idea. Like, where does this come from? And they give you some like bullshit, like, I got it from so-and-so. Oh, okay, cool. I'm cool with it. And they just do it without even like questioning where it comes from. So I almost feel like that was a decision made by the directors to like make you think like how stupid these kids can be about getting their hands on something that completely alters them, but then also don't do enough, you know, background checking into, is this even safe for me? So I kind of like that decision.
It's like back when Spice came out at first, you know, nobody really knew what it was. It's some of us may have experimented with it. And then you find out you shouldn't have it because it's really bad for you.
Yeah. Created in a lab.
Yeah. Anyways, the scares in this movie, like there, I think it's a solid mixture of uneasy feelings, jump scares, just everything. Like they did such a good job, because there's some movies you watch where it's just boom, jump scare, jump scare, jump scare, and there's nothing else. Like you're not really feeling a sense of unease or worry throughout the rest of the movie, you know, but this one does a good job at having both types of scares in it.
Yeah. And going back to the scene where the little brother gets absolutely pulverized.
Oh my God.
That's brutal. But as an ensemble, the cast does such a good job of bringing you into that moment with them by the screams and like the sheer terror, like such a well-acted movie top to bottom. Which is such an underrated aspect of horror films. I think a lot of people just look at the stigma of like B-rate movies, horror films. You throw in some like actors who can scream or scream queens or whatever, but like they do such a good job on bringing you into that room with them. So you almost feel like you were experiencing it with them. And a really good job on using like modern technology. Like kids totally would just pull out their phones and start filming.
Yeah. Like when that was happening, I was so pissed, but I was like, this is just what would happen. This is exactly
100%.
Yeah.
You'd see that on TikTok.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They do a great job at making it feel like right now, which who knows, maybe, you know, I've reviewed a couple of films from the 80s and 90s this year for 31 Days of Halloween. And some of them, you just feel like you're just in that era, which, you know, if you were alive in that era, it's whatever. But for kids who are 16, 17 now watching those movies, they'd be like, what the fuck is that? What kind of phone is that? Why are they picking up the phone like that? What is that? You know,
more than anything, horror puts you in the era that you're in. Like it's so just, you know, I love it.
Yeah. I likened this movie to, I don't think it was quite as scary and as creepy, but on the same stratosphere as like Hereditary. It gave me those type of vibes. Now, I think Hereditary is a better horror film. I think it's one of the best.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But definitely something similar to that in the way it makes you feel.
I would agree with that for sure.
Yeah.
Like it's like a existential like dread almost. Like you start out so high with the with, is it Maya or Mia? How do they say it?
Mia, yeah.
Mia, and then you just like kind of just like cavern with her, and like by the end of the movie you feel so like like down, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, and it's on purpose.
Yeah. I mean, it is like you said, a story of addiction when, you know, you're first have that, you know, and grief. It's like all that mixed into one, like you had said, like you first have that first high, then you're continuously chasing that first high to where it, in a sense, at time, in some instances, could kill you, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, again, spoilers. But one question I had for you, and I want to get your thought on this. We're jumping to the end of the movie, okay? But where she's rolling the kid, his name was Daniel.
Right, Daniel?
Yeah, Riley. Hold on. Why is Daniel?
I thought it was Riley. In my head?
Okay, Riley. Yes. Yes, you're right. Daniel's the boyfriend. My bad.
Hilarious character.
Yeah, yeah. Awkward when he's talking to them, let the ghosts in, and he's saying that she makes him sick. It's like, Jesus, that's a shitty way. But yeah, Riley. So when Mia's pushing Riley down to the busy street, almost like a freeway, almost.
And
is going down, pushing him down on the wheelchair. It doesn't really show you, but do you think she jumped into the road? Do you think that possibly she was thrown into the road by the sister? Because they kind of leave that up to you, not interpretation.
Yeah.
But they don't really show you what happens. They just she's there. You know, her dead or whatever that is. It's not her mom. Whatever that is talking to her, right?
Well, right. Like, so in the movie, she sees the Riley kid basically being tortured in hell, essentially, right?
And
yeah. insane scene, and it only like shows it for 5 seconds. You're like, holy shit. But what I think it is she thinks to save him, she needs to kill him, essentially.
Yeah.
Finish the job. And then she's about to do it and has a brief moment of clarity to where, like, they just need someone. So she almost, what I took it as, like, jumped herself to give them what they wanted, but also save him. So, like, almost a sacrifice.
Okay. Okay.
That's how I took it.
After I watched it, I said, did the sister come down there and throw her? Did she jump herself into that car?
Yeah.
But really loved the ending after that to where, you know, she isn't sure if she's dead and she's walking around. Somehow her dad survives. Shout out to her dad.
Crazy scene. Yeah.
Oh, just my takes God. A freaking... Yeah. Jesus Christ. Took a fucking scissors
to the throat.
Oh, my God. And, but yeah, dad survives. And so she's in the hospital walking. And she sees her dad going into the elevator and she's like, dad. And then boom, it gets dark and you're like, oh shit. And I love how she sees the match, you know, because in the show, in the story, they light a match to open the door for these spirits. And she sees the match, she sees the hand come out, she grabs the hand and it's like, oh boy. So they could do a whole thing with this. I don't know if a sequel, with this, I mean, I don't think they could use the same characters, maybe, but I don't know how they would play that off. But you could definitely make Talk to Me like a whole franchise.
Yeah, it could be, and it's really cool. You know, I love when movies end with a little cliffhanger that all comes together, and you kind of have that oh wow moment. You know, she's getting talked to; she's on the other end of it. So
In these, I like to ask. Anything you didn't like about the movie?
I mean, not necessarily with this one. I think it was really well acted. Maybe the ending could have been a little bit different. I don't think there was a need to have like open or like you said, interpret it our own way. Like, kind of just let us know what happened. You know, maybe a little epilogue or payoff for like the little brother. Like, I know, you know, he went through hell. Like,
oh my
he's okay, but maybe just show us a little bit more of him. Like, he's not so brutalized.
Yeah. Show us him, you know, back at school, just not, you know, not face, not swollen. Maybe the eye is replaced, you know, glass eye.
Yeah.
Maybe he has a cool eye patch. I don't know,
bro. But, how about the dad's life? Loses his wife to suicide, and then his daughter just a massive L on that guy's part. So that's kind of sad.
Yeah,
thinking about the fallout of that.
Yeah, I mean that could be part two. That could be the sequel. Just him trying to, you know. But I think the only thing I didn't like, and maybe this is just nitpicky, but at times, like especially when they were doing the whole like when they were first. Holding the hand and first, you know, doing the whole thing. A lot of the kids, like especially his name is Joss, the guy who, you know, is like has the hand and knows about it and got it from someone else. They're all just like, oh, I think they're overacting a bit. Like if this was the rewatchables, like they would all get the Dion Waiters Award
for sure.
in those scenes. And I get it. It's like they're all getting high off of this and they're acting crazy. But sometimes I was like, okay, this is like okay, I get it. You know, I think that was drawn out a little too much. But I say that to say this is just a great, great horror film. And again, I think this year, 2023, this is my favorite. Prior to seeing this, I don't know, Kurt, if you had seen Cobweb. I really, really like Cobweb. Yeah, really good. I reviewed that a little bit earlier in the month. Only thing with that, the ending, it's like, oh, God damn it. Like, the whole thing is perfect. Such a great horror film. And then the ending, you're like, man,
damn it. Drop the ball a little bit. Hard, very hard genre to land the plane on, honestly.
It is. Yeah, it is. And I think, you know, we talked about the ending in this one. It was a good ending, you know. But like you said, maybe could you just give us a little bit more?
Yeah. I mean, there's always the classic, like, in this genre, like, what the hell are you doing? What a stupid decision. Like, Mia
Yeah.
constantly going back to the hand to try to fix the problems that she already created was very frustrating.
And when she did it by herself, it was like, come on, bitch. Come on, bitch. I said that watching this. You can't do this on your own. Yeah.
No, but I mean, it kind of plays into the whole, like, the hand is a device to show us basically the same thing as like hard drug use and all that good
Yeah.
stuff. So it makes sense to it, but you're just so stupid.
Right.
Very brutal, very gory when it just goes from 0 to 100, which also is, I think, very effective. So that's one thing I liked about it. And like you said, I think the mom was great. Shout out to she's actually in Lord of the Rings. If you're a Lord of the Rings person,
Okay.
she is Eowyn is her name.
Oh, okay, got it. Eowyn.
Shout out to Esmer. But it was fun to see her. My nerd light bulb went off when I saw that. But I mean, the good things about this is it's very well acted. I love stories that are contained to. I think it's just Marvel fatigue where the world is constantly in peril. Like, I love that
Yeah.
it's just a few houses, a few kids using this, nothing
Right.
super crazy, end of worldy, which is great. You know, actually, sorry, I'm on a rant right now. What
No,
would be
sure thing.
a fun second installment to this would be maybe more like origins around the hand,
Oh
and
yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, because
find out what's
they
happening.
say, oh, it's an embalmed hand covered in tape or something like that. And yeah, it would be good to know what the hell that's all about. Yeah. You're right. That's why I have you on here. You're smart about these things.
Or it could be, it kind of takes away the mystery of it all and it ruins the whole thing. But
That's true. That could be
I'm
it.
not the one making those $1 million decisions in Hollywood, so not my problem.
The directors, the two brothers who created this or directed this film, you want to hear what they're working on?
Yes.
The
Would be
new
great.
Street Fighter movie.
No way.
Yeah, let's see. I just pulled that up. Working on a new Street Fighter. Yeah.
Crazy.
For Legendary Entertainment. Yeah, I don't know.
That's
And
good for
a
them. They
new
got their
script
franchise
called
movie.
Bring Her Back. Okay. All right.
Ooh, maybe Bring Her Back
Kind of
has
feels
Talk to
like,
Me vibes.
yeah, it does. It does. No
Do they
info
do
on Bring Her
Babadook?
Back. No, they didn't. No, I
Has them
think
for
it.
known for here.
Oh.
Interesting. I don't
Oh,
think they did though.
they crewed on it. So
Oh.
they, could have either been like a
They're just grips,
associate
bro. They were
producer,
just
or they could have just been like food services, move some
throwing
sets
down the
around.
gaffer tape. Yeah, good for
Yeah.
them. Yeah, good movie though. I think it's a
Yeah.
great first swing at things for these guys.
Yeah,
Love
no
to see what they
doubt.
do next.
Yeah. Looks like they also are part of the YouTuber boxing, amateur boxing thing. So,
Oh
okay.
my gosh. Okay, I'm out.
Yeah. If you look at the picture, they kind of look like the chain smokers. Like that's the vibe I get from them. But Australian, I don't know. Are the
That
chain smokers Australian? I don't know.
could be.
Yeah. Anyways, all right, Kurt. Hey, thank you, man. Again, talk to me. Really, really good horror film. Best of the year, in my opinion. So you should watch it. I already gave those places you can watch it. But one more time, you can rent it on Amazon Prime, Vudu, Apple TV, YouTube, and Google Play. Kurt, anything you want to say before you head out?
No, just love spooky season. I love the Will Wonder 31 Days of Halloween. Fantastic little thing you're doing.
Thank
I
you.
don't know, since it is this time of year, jump on the Follow the House of Usher on Netflix. If
Yeah, I need to do that.
it's great. It's the creator from let's see, he did Haunting of Hill House, Bly Manor, same guy. Probably the best since Hill House, since the original one.
Okay.
We're only a few episodes in, but I mean, premise-wise, they basically took a bunch of Edgar Allan Poe stories and
Yeah.
turned it into a one overarching story and modernized it, and it's really fun. So, shout out to creative people.
Yeah, I think they did a movie rendition of this in the 60s, if I remember. Let me pull it up. Let me pull it up. Yep. House of Usher, also known Fall The Fall of the House of the Usher, a 1960 American Gothic horror film. Yep. There you go. There you go. I thought it had one like big timer. Oh yeah, Vincent Price. There we go. Fuck. That's who's in it. You know, Vincent Price. Vincent Price from for anyone who's like young and doesn't know anything about old films, may know Vincent Price, number one, as the guy who does the laugh on the Will Wonder Pod 31 Days of Halloween, which I took that from Thriller. So that's who that is.
Fantastic. Yeah. Probably from what I'm looking at, what people would know him from is just the old man in Edward Scissorhands. But then you look at Edward Scissorhands and that movie is
no, bro, 33 years old now. Yeah, no. I'm like, oh, that's got to be what, 15 years? Like, what?
Yeah. Double that and some. Crazy.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
All right, man. Hey, thank you. Appreciate you jumping on. You know, if you ever want to come back and talk hoops, for, you know.
Yeah.
You're free. I mean, we're tipping off. You have a home here. You have a home here.
Ha 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 ha